حاصل میری کشت کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم Translate this beautiful book for Dada Sheikh مولانا شاہ جی محمد افضل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا among the lovers of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, to die the lovers of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, it is to spend one's whole life the lovers of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. This is a very very great bounty. الانبیاء علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام in the Quran Sharif many many places, والحقنی بالصالحین, they made dua to Allah تعالیٰ that Allah join me with the pious people, dunya also and akhirat also, to be joined with the pious people. This is a very very great and easy way for a person's iman to be saved. The company a person stays in has a very very great effect upon a person's life. The more good company a person stays in, the more better it will be for that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect that being in solitude is better than having bad company, and to have a pious company and good company is better than solitude. Because the sohbat and company a person keeps, it has a very very great effect upon a person's life. So Hazrat says here that in this way it is possible to pass, hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna, to pass the path, to cross the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person goes through different conditions in life. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil pe shukar karna. Sometimes difficulties will come upon a person, he'll have to make some mujahada, different types of sabr. One is a sabr when somebody passes away, some difficulty comes into a person's well, his family. Every person goes through these things. And we've got a beautiful example in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you've got poverty in your house, I'm sure you won't have poverty like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where 2 months used to pass, and there wasn't food, anything cooked in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A little bit of kajur they would eat and finish. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha's house, 3 days would go once, 3 days she had to eat them. And some food goes and she goes and gives to her father, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because she knows he hasn't eaten. And after he eats, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks her, have you eaten? She says, no, I haven't eaten, but I've given you my share. How much of dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes for his work? So if you want poverty, you say, I got difficulty, I've got poverty in life, where can we reach? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you say there was a death in my family, I'm sure you won't have any death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every child of his passed away, besides Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. 3 of his daughters, 3 of his sons passed away in his life then. His 2 wives passed away. His children passed away, his wife passed away, 2 wives of his. And Khadija radiallahu anha, the most closest. Father passed away, mother passed away, uncles passed away, in front of him. Some of them brutally murdered in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you've got problems, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's an example? What sacrifice he went through, what mujahada, what sabr he must have made. If you've got some enemies, they are causing harm to you, I'm sure you can't have enemies as bad as there or those in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of the heat they caused to him. So whatever in life a person has got problems, just look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful example. So certain times a person has to make sabr, and certain times a person has to make shukr. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arif rahmatullahi alayhi, he once told Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani sahab, I've prepared this one wazifa for you. It's 4 amal you must do, 4 actions. And he said in the past eras people used to make a lot of mujahada, a lot of sacrifice. And it took them years and years to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said in today's time you do these 4 simple actions, you'd see how close, how quickly you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that this year, I've written this year this kitab actually for you people especially. I've written this kitab especially for you people. Because you're studying, you're teaching, so much of work you've got. So you all must make amal on this. Especially I've written this kitab for general people. The Shaykh was saying, your murid. And then he says that man has 1 of 4 conditions. So one is the past. The moment you remember about the past, make tawbah. Finish. Gunah and sin is finished. There's no problem now. Allah, please make me maaf. Whatever wrong I did in the past. And don't live in the past also. I did this guna, I did this wrong. It's finished, just make tawbah, it's finished. At the present moment, you are going through a condition of goodness, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you will go across some condition of difficulty. A person goes through some condition of difficulty, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Read the dua. In the time of shukr, alhamdulillah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's on the camera? Inshallah, next time we'll remember it. Tell me about the future. When a person has something for the future, I set my mind now. Inshallah, you remember later on. You mentioned it. But anyhow, see, these are so easy amals. As soon as you make a mistake, make tawbah. As soon as you got a ni'mat, alhamdulillah. As soon as some difficulty comes, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Simple action. And you see how far a person will reach closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so easy for a person. So as I say, sometimes you have to go through sabr, sometimes you will look at the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirin have mentioned, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. You have given great honor and respect to the Bani Adam, the son of Adam alayhi salam. So they say one bounty, they say that the whole of Allah's creation is makhluk. The animals, if you look at the sheep, the cows, whenever they eat food, they only eat plain food. You never see a cow taking out the salt and pepper, putting it over the grass and eating it. He plain, he eats grass. You get a lion, he eats meat only, he doesn't eat grass. He eats one kind of food. And even if he eats meat, that meat is so bland, there's no taste in it, there's no sauces, there's no two meals, three meals. So one honor Allah Ta'ala has given the Bani Adam is murakkabat, they eat murakkab food. All the mixtures. And ours, how much of mixture we have in there. What, especially the Indian people, the curries we make, how much of masalas and spices and pepper and this and that. There's so many different things. What a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given to a person. If a person just has to look at the food which Allah has given him and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, way on the person is, how much of closeness to Allah ta'ala a person will get. The love of Allah will be created by means of shukr. So sometimes a person makes shukr, and actually we have need so much of shukr. One day, Dr. Abdul Ali Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Rakim Sahib quoted this here, he said one day he wrote Rajitami Rahmatullah Ali, and he was saying, Hazrat, I got this problem. He said, if it was another guru, he should have told me, you know what, this makes sabr, inshallah Allah will remove all your difficulties and problems. He said, but Hazrat, the way he changed my mind, the way he made me think, what the thing he told me, that my whole, he said, my rukh badal gaya, my zhen badal gaya, my whole thinking changed, my whole thought pattern changed. He said, Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah wrote to him and said, you've written to me all your problems, but you haven't written to me all the ni'mat Allah has given you at the present moment, and you're supposed to be making shukr on the day. He said, you never wrote none of this ni'mat of Allah. If any of these other ni'mat were snatched away, how much more difficult you would have gone through? Think about all of those things. What and what ni'mat Allah is bestowing with us. Millions and millions of bounties. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to his ustad's house one day, and the ustad was lying in the bed. So Mufti Sahib asked him, Hazrat, you're not well, what's wrong? He said, Alhamdulillah, my head is okay. Alhamdulillah, my feet are okay. Alhamdulillah, my stomach is okay. Alhamdulillah, this, my heart is okay. Alhamdulillah, my liver is functioning properly. Yes, a little bit of pain I've got here in one section of my body. So first thing is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah Ta'ala for all the bounties that Allah has given him. So this is a quality a person has to inculcate, the quality of shukr. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. A person must live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and die in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Hazrat mentions, one meaning can be is, when a person is doing good actions, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is leaving guna and sin, this is marna, to die. To leave out guna and sin, to break the desires of my nafs for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri abadiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tere fazl karna. Allah, if I have been becoming a servant of yours, it's only your kindness. I remember many years ago, Hazrat Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to our country, and on the minbar he mentioned a beautiful sentence of Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Ali, which he has mentioned in Bayan Quran. Inna ba'd al muqtadin min as-sufiyya wa ghayrihim yunsibuna kamalatihim ila mujahadatihim wa dhalika 'ayn al-kufran. That some Sufis were in deception. They attribute their kamalat imperfections to their mujahada. I made so much of sacrifice. I did this year. When I was a student, I studied like this. I did so much for my sheikh. I am so close to my sheikh. I've got so much of ta'aluk with him and how much khidmat I made for him. And this is why today I have reached this maqam. Today I have got the status. What are we? We are full of guna and sins, and the person thinks that I am somebody. فَذَلِكَ عَيْنُ الْكُفْرَانِ. You see, this is the height of ingratitude. Whatever ni'mat Allah gives a person is only the fadl and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person ever think that because of my, something I did, and the person, the minute a person says me, I, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala he falls. And when a person has reduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah raises that person. Allah Ta'ala says, no, my banda, you are doing it. You are a very good person. So he says, oh Allah Ta'ala, this quality of abadiyat, this is only your fadl, this is only your kindness. Any quality I've got within myself, when all of Allah granted to me. Yehi aashiko ka shewa, yehi aashiko ki adat, kabhi koi giriyaye dhuka hai, kabhi aaye sab barna. This is the time and the manner and the ways of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At certain times they are crying and they are thinking of their gunas and sins, or they are thinking of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what and what ni'mat Allah has given me. And the tears are falling from the person's eyes. Ya Allah, how kind you are. What a sinner I am. What and what wrongs I have done in my whole life. Despite all of that, you just bestowed your bounties upon me. How much of satari you made. How much you overlooked me. You know a person, how embarrassed a person can be sometimes walking somewhere and somebody comes up and says something. You know, Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned one person. He says, don't take a chance. Allah Ta'ala hides a person's guna. But when a person overdoes it, and sometimes Allah Ta'ala just graces the person to make the person wake up. So the person must realize, I can't manage the disgrace in this world. How am I going to manage the disgrace in the hereafter? So you see, this person went to a hotel, and in a hotel, in some way, in some system they got in the rooms, they got a television screen there. So on the television screen, they have some of these filthy films, pornographic films. So maybe I think you have to, you put it on or whatever, but the people in the hotel downstairs, they come to know that you watch this film, and they charge you extra cost for it. So this person must have watched it, and you are eating downstairs. So the lady is telling him at the counter, she said, you know what, you watch this film, it's getting loud, and I swear it's next to you, another Muslim person. He said, you watch this film, so you have to pay extra for it. So now he felt embarrassed that the person is sitting next to him. So he tried to cover up. He said, no, I never watched this film. And now he's denying it. So she started speaking loud. She said, no, definitely watch this film, and she's giving the name of the film loud. And then she's showing me, but here it's written in your account. Now all the people who are around there, they all heard. And I said, I felt so embarrassed, so embarrassed. So now imagine a person, this is in the dunya, Allah Ta'ala embarrasses a person slightly. Another person, Manana says, he spent life with a prostitute, and it happened that she passed away. After a short while after the day, she passed away. So anyhow, when the police checked through the records, they found that this man's name is there. They went to his house, in front of his family, they pulled him out of the house. And took him to the police station. And anyhow, after they did all the investigations, they found that she suffered a heart attack. It was nothing of his doing. But she suffered a heart attack. And anyhow, he told Morana, the embarrassment I had to face, in front of my family, in front of my children, for what a thing also. So Morana says, make sure that you weren't the person who passed away in such a condition. Allah Ta'ala give you a bit of test to wake you up. Don't ever do such a stupid, foolish thing again. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala overlooks how we hide our faults. So a person starts crying, Ya Allah, how many faults have I got? What and what wrong have I done in my life? So Allah, how kind you have been to me. Kabhi aaye sar barna. Sometimes that comes up from my heart. A person feels that what and what Allah has given me, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart gets full up and says, Ya Allah, how you are, how great you are, how kind you are. So sometimes this is the condition of the aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just reading these things, may Allah give us the reality of it. Yehi ishqi alamat hai, yehi ishqi zamanat. This is a sign of ishq and the guarantee of ishq. That sometimes a person has zikr of Allah Ta'ala on his tongue, and sometimes in the heart a person is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The munafiqs and hypocrites are those la yaqtuluna Allah illa qalila. They don't make zikr of Allah except little, but sometimes they make zikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that they can't stop thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love for Allah Ta'ala is just increasing. And in this world, if a person has got love for anybody else, yes, he's a foolish person. The true love is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many differences. If a person has got love for the makhluk and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One difference is that if a person has got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is that being will appreciate it. Allah is shakur. And our love is so weak and so useless. But Allah is shakur, Allah appreciates it very, very greatly. And the person who you got love for, the person can't appreciate it. What appreciation can he show you? No matter how much he wants to give you also, but he cannot fully show his appreciation to you. If you want to love somebody, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is shakur. Allah is the one who appreciates fully. Secondly, the person who you love in this world, he hasn't got knowledge that you love him. You're sitting in a bed and you're sleeping, as the famous poem, Sanam Sota, Ashik Rota Rehta Hai, or Sanam Sota Rehta Hai. The ashik, the lover, is crying and is thinking about his beloved. And Sanam, the person who is like, he loves so much, she's fast asleep in bed. She doesn't even know his name. She doesn't even know that he's thinking about her. She's thinking about somebody else. She's having sweet dreams about somebody else. And he can be a person's own wife also. And he's sitting next to her. He's thinking about her and he's telling her love poems and she's fast asleep. But Allah Ta'ala is helping. At 12 o'clock at night, the person wakes up and says, Allah is my banda in prison. So Allah has the full knowledge of it. Third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got power to give you everything. And the people of dunya got no power at all. What can they give you? If the people of the dunya, they will give you a small amount, nothing at all is reality. And they cannot fulfill all your needs, whatever needs you've got. You've got a sickness, they cannot fulfill, they cannot remove the difficulty from you. You've got some pain in the heart, some ill feelings, depression, they cannot remove it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the power of everything. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person, the ashik is always successful. And the love of makhluk in creation, the person is always unsuccessful. How a person is unsuccessful? Because either you're going to die or that person is going to die. Whether it's your shop, whether it's your house, whether it's your friend, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, you can have love for them. But the love of Allah Ta'ala is supposed to have been dominant. So no matter who you've got love for, that love eventually you will come to an end, na murad. You will never fulfill your desires. It will be an end, it will be a failure. Because either you will die or that person will die. You've got a beautiful house, the house will be destroyed or you'll be destroyed. Everything will come to an end. But Allah Ta'ala is Hayy. He will love forever and forever. So if a person has got his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will definitely be successful in his love. Because a person who is on the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can never be unsuccessful. Allah will make him reach the destination. As Allah mentions many, many times, when a person is becoming a hafiz of Quran, he passes away. In the court of Allah ta'ala, he is regarded as a hafiz. A person is becoming a doctor in this world, he passes away. No university will give him a degree, you have become a doctor. Becoming a lawyer, engineer, you are not going to get a degree. They say you died while you were becoming. But in the court of Allah, for deen, what Allah Ta'ala will give you first? Hafiz of Quran, becoming a hafiz, becoming an alim of deen, Allah will raise you amongst those people. You're on the path of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just started one step, Allah makes you amongst those people. The person of Bani Israel, he killed 100 people. Few steps he walked in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made him maaf. Maaf, forgiven. And Allah changed the whole system of the world for that person. That person was very, very far away from the land. Allah, because two angels came now, and they were fighting, who must take that person away? The angels of mercy came and said, we want to take him. The angels of Adab came in punishment, they said, we want to take him away. So Allah Ta'ala sent a third angel. The third angel comes and he wants to make a decision between the two. So he says, okay, let's measure the land. Whichever part he is closer to, the land of the pious people or the land of the evil people, you will judge according to that. So he was close to the land of the evil people. But Allah Ta'ala changed the system of the earth. Allah made that one land very, very big. And the land of the pious people, Allah Ta'ala constricted it, made it small. And that man was exactly one shiver, one handspan over that section. And Allah Ta'ala forgave him because of it. So Allah changed the direction of the earth because of the man's intention. So if a person is on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's definitely successful. If he got a sincere intention and he's moving on the path, then that person is 100% successful. Even though he just started, one, two steps he has made, and inshallah he will be resurrected amongst those people if the person's intention is sincere. So this is to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama has mentioned that every part of the body has got a function. Our hands have got a function, the ears have got a function, the legs have got a function, every part. And the function of the heart is to love. And every single person has to love somebody. Impossible a person doesn't love somebody. He loves somebody or something. A person can be stingy, he's got love for money. A person got love for his building, he's got love for his dunya. He has to have love in his heart. But the greatest love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other love you've got, the person will die. The shaheed, he has given his body for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will give him, Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَا كِلَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. He is not dead, he is living. The people cannot understand it, but definitely he is living. The shaheed has given his body. The siddiq, he gives his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is giving his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All my desires, everything for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Definitely that person will love forever and forever. So this is one something which we all have to make effort towards, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muhammad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, there is jindagi ka hasil, the sum total of my life, and there is jind ka sahara, the support of my life, is to live among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has given us a great share. Inform us, Hakim Allah, Ibn Mita, Abraham, Barakatim, Al-Ariya, and Allah give us topic to appreciate him. And they say, well, you are ni'matu ila fukid al-qualifat. When the ni'mat goes away, then people appreciate it. Oh, such a great guru, such a pious person we had in our midst, and we never take benefit. And like you myself, firstly, all of us to have the ability to take full benefit of Masjid. While he's alive now, this is the meantime to take benefit. اس وقت وہ مسائل ہے پتہ ہے جب دس از شیطان ڈیسپشن ہے سنگل میشن مینی مینی ٹائمس وائل اے پرسن از لونگ پیپل ایوری سنگل پرسن لائف از واٹ ویکنس اف یو ہیو ٹو لک ایٹ دا ویکنس آف دا مسائل پرسن ول بی کمپلیٹلی ڈسٹروئڈ نیور ایور لک ایٹ دیز ویکنس اینڈ ڈیفینیٹلی شیطان میکس اٹ اپیئر سمٹائمز ٹو وری ٹو سے شیئر اباؤٹ دس ویکنس اباؤٹ دس ویکنس ڈونٹ ایور لک ایٹ دا کمالات اینڈ دا پرفیکشن اینڈ اسپیک اباؤٹ اٹ اینڈ تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ تو ان شاء اللہ دا لو اینڈ محبت فور دا شیخ ول بی انکریزڈ So, may Allah give me myself first year, and we should also make dua to Allah, Allah must give us full love for our Shaykh. We read the stories about Buzurgani Deen, Rashid Ahmad Bambayi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. How much of love he has for his Shaykh, Hajib Dadullah Muhajid Maki Rahmatullahi Alayhi. But he says that for the first 10 years of his life, after he took care, if he spent 15 days at home, 15 days at home with his Shaykh. If he spent 10 days at home, another 10 days with his Shaykh. So often he was in Khanabawan. Hajib Dadullah Muhajid Maki Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Not this, he just said it. Was back to Hajib Dadullah and finished. No, but the ta'aluk which he had, then Allah Ta'ala himself gratefully gave to him. It was what love and ishq he had for his Shaykh, Hajib Dadullah, Muhajib Maki Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And it was a very few years difference between them. It wasn't much difference, maybe about 10 or 15 years difference. When Hajib Dadullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed to him, Mullah Dabbayi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was already about in his 70s or 60s, in a very late age already. And his Shaykh, so how many years of suffered he had? But his Shaykh touched me and then after that ta'aluk with him. About 50 years or so, Mullah Dabbayi Rahmatullahi Alayhi had ta'aluk with his Shaykh. And then Allah has a great human of being for me. So anyhow, to live with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi ki tera dar kya hai ya Rab. And I had no idea at all what was your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha tere sang ke dar pe marna. We learn from your lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to die at your threshold. Go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person learns this from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make all of us through His fadl and His kindness, the barakat of the majalis of Ahlullah, our Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. Regarding the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mawlana Abdullah, Mr. Sustad, he came now to South Africa for the Mu'tamar conference. I forgot his name now, Mullah Abdullah something. So anyhow, the Mashallah, he taught Mullah Abdullah Mirza for Jalalin Shari. And his father actually wrote the Shara, Jalalin, Tamarin, by his father. And he's a very hazir jawab, alim, a lot of what within himself, and a deep knowledge he's got. I met him, I asked him what's your name. So I said, Musa Qadhi. They say, parent Musa Nabi said, Abu Musa Qadhi. First Musa was a Nabi, now he has become a Qadhi. So he gave a bayan, and he said, mentioned this ayat, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. In a very beautiful way he explained this ayat. He said that, see, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was Taqiyyullah. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was Najiyullah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who was saved in the flood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah. Musa alayhi salam first was Kalimullah. He spoke for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Ismail alayhi salam was Nabi Allah, the one who was prophet. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah. And Khalil is a person from Khilal. The gold made, the depth, the depths. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in the depths of the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why it's called Khalil. Khalil is a person whose friendship is very, very strong, closing the recesses of your heart. So Ibrahim alayhi salam has so much of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Ruhullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Habibullah. And Habibullah is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Habib, he said, can have a meaning of Ismi Fa'il or Ismi Maf'ul. It can mean a lover of Allah, and it can mean the beloved of Allah. Both means it can have. But he says, Jayat means Mahbub, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved of Allah. Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, now look at this ayah. Allah is saying, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Tell them that if you people claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. Then in the day that which Allah has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made him his mahbub and beloved. Allah will give you that status. By following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also will become the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will also become Habibullah. So he said, what a great thing. What the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the maqam he was given, through the barakah of following him, you won't get the same maqam, definitely the same status, but you'll also become the Habibullah, you'll become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's so important for us to follow that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So regarding that one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which our Hazrat always emphasizes on, and which myself personally and all of, generally we find a lot of weakness in this year, is the reciting of Bismillah. And it's such a simple action. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that every matter, every important matter, which does not start off with the name of Allah Ta'ala, Bismillah, فَهُوَ أَبْتَلْ فَهُوَ أَبْتَعْ, it is devoid of blessings. It is cut off of mercy. There is no barakah and blessings in there. So somebody asked Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, see, a lot of times we read Bismillah and we find there is no barakah in our work. The work doesn't get completed. On the other hand, you find many, many non-Muslims, even ourselves, many times we don't read Bismillah. We start some work, the work is finished. And the non-Muslims, so much work they do, they put big buildings, they make what and what things. They don't read Bismillah, and their work is finished. So what? How does Hadith, how are you, reconciled? So Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful answer. He said, you see, the object of our life is Akhirat. Mm-hmm. Not dunya, not this world. So we have to look, what benefit will there be for Akhirat? Mm-hmm. So he says, when a person reads Bismillah, then there will be barakah and blessings for that person in the year after. And that work in which Bismillah was not done, even though the samarat and the fruits you'll get in this world, you'll get some benefits in this world, but you won't get reward for it in the year after. Mm-hmm. He says, for example, a person has to make wudu. Now when you make wudu, wudu is the miftah of salat, is the key of salat. The person will start his namaz with wudu. But say he never read Bismillah before making wudu. So will his wudu take place? It will definitely take place. It takes place. He will read the namaz, but he won't get thawab in the year after the full reward of that wudu, because he never read Bismillah before that. So there won't be that amount of barakat and blessings in the year after. So this is the meaning of it. Any work a person is doing, you're starting your career, Bismillah, get it thawab for that in the Akhirah. You're entering your house, which is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you were here, in every action, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to do Bismillah. And this is something which we have to bring onto our tongues. We have to make effort for it. It's not just we read it one time, and then within the mashallah, I got the Bismillah. But every one of us has to make a continuous effort to get this Bismillah. So anyhow, ulama have mentioned that Bismillah, to recite it at any action, when a person is starting, is mustahab. However, there are some times when it is wajib, compulsory for a person to read Bismillah. The time when it is compulsory to read Bismillah is when a person is starting an animal. That animal is completely haram for a person. It's not jais for a person to use anything in this world, is not permissible for us. But Allah Ta'ala, through His mercy, because Allah is the owner and controller of everything, so Allah gives ijazat. So when Allah gives ijazat, you have to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show that I am not cutting it from my own side. Otherwise, it's not permissible for me to eat this. And I'm taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why I'm cutting this. Similarly, when a person gets married, nikah, the woman was haram for a person, completely not permissible for a person. But when he joins it with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah is taken, it's not compulsory, it's not faraz, but it is sunnat. The person must make the khutbah, the name of Allah ta'ala must be taken. That woman was completely haram for a person. It was not permissible for him to look at her, to touch her, to even have any contact with her, to speak to her. But now she becomes the closest person to him, the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how much of blessings Allah has placed in the day. That one who was completely ajnabi, stranger, now has become a close one to a person. It was completely haram for a person, now becomes completely halal for a person. Barakat and blessings are placed in the day. So anyhow, a person must read Bismillah at all times. There are certain times, however, he is not permissible to read Bismillah. Just example, when a person is eating haram food, he knows it's haram, and now to make a mock, he says Bismillah. Or he's drinking alcohol, and he says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, drinks alcohol, he loses his iman. I was just reading this kitab today, I was trying to look for it, and I couldn't find it. The Rakib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions the story of one alim. He went to one person, this person had a cinema. So he called him, Mawlana, Mawlana, come here and make dua for my cinema. Just make dua for me. Somebody Bismillah, he's starting of the year, so read Bismillah for my cinema. He said, how can I come? It's completely haram. He said, but so and so Mawlana comes every year, and he reads Bismillah for me. The other mentioned at that time, that never mind reading Bismillah and making dua for that person as haram. You will make dua for that person, you lose your iman. Because a haram thing in a person reading Bismillah is a mock of deen. So if a person reads Bismillah at such a time, this is completely incorrect. The one place where we have to make Bismillah is before wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, There is no salah for the person who has got no wudu. And there is no wudu, there is no perfect wudu for the one who does not remember the name of Allah Ta'ala before making wudu. So to recite Bismillah before making wudu is very, very important on sunnah of wudu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. What is Bismillah at least? That's the best to recite before making wudu. And in one narration it comes, one narration of Musannaf Abdul Razak, when a person doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before making wudu, the only the lunch he washed, the gunas and sins will follow from that part of the body. But when a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before making wudu, then the gunas and sins follow from the whole body of the person.
Sure.
That's the benefit of reading Bismillah before wudu. And ulama have mentioned, if a person forgets to read Bismillah before making wudu, then in between wudu you can't read. Except like eating. Except like eating. In between eating you can still read Bismillah, Bismillah, awwalu wa akhiru. There's no dua like in between. So a person has to make Bismillah at the beginning of wudu. So this is something. One time when Bismillah is very, very important. When entering and leaving the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the masjid Bismillah. Fassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. Allahumma khfirli dhunubi waftah li abwaab rahmatik. There are many, many duas. And they are written on the door also of this masjid here. And in many, many other masajid. But it's not just there for duty, it's for a person to make amal. So when a person reads Bismillah and comes in the masjid now, so now it's ibadah, he's getting sawab for it. And all the time he remains in the masjid, inshallah, he will get the benefits of it. Similarly, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out of the masjid, again he would read Bismillah. As-salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. When emerging from the house, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come out from his house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you don't know the whole dua, it's a very simple dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Three easy sentences. But if you can't remember that also, just read Bismillah at least. When a person is coming out of the house, and what great virtues Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. He says that when a person reads the dua when coming out of the house, the angel says tell him, he said to him, you will be rightly guided, hudita, wa kufita, you will be sufficed for whatever your needs for the day, Allah will give it to look after you. Wa wufita, and you will be protected. So every person is worried about crime and this problem, that problem, Allah says, the announcement comes from the heavens, that you will be protected. Fatanaha anu shaytan, four benefits, and shaytan will run away from that person, leave that person. Four great benefits, just reading Bismillah and leaving a person's house. So leaving the house. When entering the house, a person must read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji, Bismillah wa rizna. If you don't know the whole dua, just Bismillah at least, when entering the house. Our Hazrat mentions many, many times, he says when a person enters the house, and comes in a hadith sharif, in Muslim sharif, when a person enters his house, then shaitan must enter the house with him. But if a person decides Bismillah when entering the house, then shaitan tells his friend that today la mabita lakum. There is no place for you to sleep tonight. And now when shaitan is there, he has come in the house, and the person sits down to eat, and if he's eating his food, the person is eating his food, and shaitan will come and join the person also. The person doesn't read Bismillah. And here also in eating, so important, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And while they are eating, one person, youngster comes, running, like somebody was pushing him, and he wants to take, grab one morsel of food, he still doesn't catch his hand. One small girl comes running after them. Small girl must be 6-7 years old, small girl starts running. She also runs forward and she wants to grab the food. The disciple also catches both hands. And he says that shaitan has pushed them, something to the effect. And they wanted to take the food. So the shaitan can also get a share in the food of Rasulullah. So how shaitan? So when we are eating in a group, don't think either Bismillah is very sufficient. Every single person has to read Bismillah. Even if one person doesn't read Bismillah, it has an effect on the whole group. The food, because shaitan has got a share in the food. And what is the harm of shaitan eating with a person? One harm is that the barakat and blessings are taken away from that food. It's not so much of. And what does barakat mean? That now when a person eats the food, he doesn't have so much of shock and desire now to make ibadat. In obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some doubtful food goes in a person's stomach. Food without barakat, the person gets inclined towards guna. He starts getting wrong thoughts. He's thinking of all evil things. But there wasn't barakat in the food. That's one harm. Second harm, that when a person eats, you know in the masala, when a person eats in a plate, you all should try to eat together. Because why? It creates muhabbat and love. The person wants love in the family, eat together in one plate, so create muhabbat and love. The fuqaha has mentioned the masala, that if a person is drunk, a lady has drunk from one glass, a very mahram woman, it's not permissible for a man to drink from the same glass cup. Because why? She has drunk from it, you have drunk, muhabbat will be created from it. Love will be created. And 20 years ago, he went to one majlis, Ibn Ali, so he mentioned one incident, of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He said, look at the taqwa and piety of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. This is one day he was in his, he had a shock, he was he used to sell material. So he used to spend the whole day in namaz, engaging in namaz and salah, he used to be performing, and people used to come and buy, leave the money there, go out. So anyhow, while he was performing salah, one lady came in the shop. And there was a chair there, so she sat on the chair. And anyhow, she stood up and she went out. After a short while, another man came in the shop and he sat down on the same chair. So immediately Imam Sahib, he finished his namaz and he told the man, quickly wake up from there. If the warmth of the woman is still on the chair, it can have a great effect on your iman. So now these are people of, we'll call them bad people. Like Hasan Basri Rahmatullah told his companions, the Tabi'in, that if the Sahaba saw you, they would call you kafir. And if you saw them, you would have called them mad. So we can that. If somebody tells us, say, we see you mad, you don't know what you're talking about. You're sitting on the chair, what effect does it have? But these are people who have this eyesight, insight, Allah has given them. So now when a person is eating now, and shaitan is joining him and sitting in his majma'ah, in his plate and eating, so automatically the love of shaitan is becoming in the person's heart. And now when the love of shaitan comes in the heart, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيرُ He starts following him. So this is one very great harm, when a person doesn't read Bismillah before eating. Not one person, the whole family must read Bismillah. So we should encourage one another. So anyhow, Hazrat mentions, now you're bringing shaitan, it's like a crook. إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ He's an open enemy, he's the worst enemy shaitan is. And now you're telling shaitan, and you know what, you're a big crook, never mind. Just come in my house, before you go to all your fitna and fasad. Come in my house, come and spend the night here. And then when he comes in your house, you say, but you can't sleep first. Let's come and have some meals with us. So you make a shaitan join you for the meals. So which person is so foolish? And then another says even worse, when a person goes to his family, it comes in the hadith very, very clearly also. When a person has relations with his family, then a person should read Bismillah. Because if not, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person goes to his wife, he should read the dua, Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaytana wa jannibi shaytana ma razaqtana. O Allah, protect us from shaitan, keep us away from shaitan, and keep shaitan away from that which we have granted to us. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a child has been decreed due to that meeting, then shaitan will never ever cause any harm to you. So a person must read this dua before a person exposes himself, otherwise shaitan will try to share in that person. So Hazrat says, which crook will come in your house and tell the person, come here and spend some time with my wife also. He's the most foolish person, but shaitan is our biggest enemy. And a person doesn't read Bismillah at such an occasion. So such effects come into a person's marriage, such problems happen to a person, and shaitan is there, the most intimate moment of a person. So when a person is reading Bismillah, then this is actually chasing shaitan away. One benefit of Bismillah is barakah. But the other great benefit of Bismillah is shaitan goes away from that place, as we have done in certain hadith. Similarly, when a person enters his house, he should read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khairul mawlaji wa khairul makhraji. Then the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, after that he should make salam to his family people. So first read the dua, and then say assalamu alaikum to the family people. And there are many, many hadiths mentioning the virtues. Quran Sharif ayat actually mentions, when you enter your house, fasallimu ala anfusikum, make salam to yourselves. Make salam to yourselves. Allah Ta'ala is saying, when you make a salam to your family people, you are making salam to yourselves. You are getting the full benefit. Wa la taqtulu anfusakum, in the Quran Sharif Allah says, don't kill yourselves. So ulama say, doesn't mean don't kill yourself, it means don't kill your Muslim brother. Because by killing your Muslim brother, the harm is going to come back onto you. Don't cause harm, many places in the Quran. Wala talmizu anfusakum, don't speak bad of yourself. So you're speaking bad of your Muslim brother. But because you are causing harm to your Muslim brother, the effect will affect you again. So Allah is saying, whatever you are doing is going to come back to you. Any of Muslim person you try to cause harm to, you're causing harm to yourself. So Allah says, make salam to yourself. So when you're making salam to your family members, you are actually benefiting yourself. You are getting the most amount of benefit. If nobody makes salam to you, the angels will answer your salam. You get so much of thawab for them. If they make salam to you, what a dua you will be getting. So, فَسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ when you enter your houses. But first, the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif says, when you enter your house, first read the dua, and then you make assalamu alaikum. And not so softly the salam, only you can hear it. But make the salam loudly so that the people of the house can hear the salam. Person must make a loud salam. Another says, in many of these things, we are very, so much of ikhlas we want. We like to hide it. I'm a very sincere person. I don't want to make a loud salam. Person makes a soft salam. So make a loud salam entering our house and then read first make the dua and then read this. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you used to enter the marketplace, you used to read the dua, Bismillah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri hadha as-suq wa khayri ma fiha. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Oh Allah, I ask you from the goodness of this marketplace and whatever goodness there is in there. And I seek your protection from the evil of this place and the evil of whatever is in the marketplace. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an usiba fiha yameenan fajiratan aw safaqatan khasiratan. O Allah, I seek your protection from doing a sinful transaction or a deal resulting in loss for myself. So your turn, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring to the marketplace, first Bismillah. First dua you should read was Bismillah. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, when he used to go to the marketplace, he used to look for one corner. He used to say that the people are the most unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place. So he used to go to one corner, first make the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read some du'as regarding the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would send the root upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he would make du'a, and then he would go into the marketplace. Because he says that this is the place where people are most unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when people are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah there is very, very great virtues for them. So much so it comes in one hadith. Those who make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala in a place where people are unmindful of Allah ta'ala is like that person who the mujahideen have run away. Everybody is run away from the battlefield and he's standing all alone in his hiding. That's great virtue for him. So we should try to, whenever entering the marketplace or shops, at least read Bismillah. You can learn the whole dua, it's very mubarak and blessed. Inshallah, maybe we should try to write all this dua down in one place and give it out so that others can benefit from it. Get the quality of at least reading Bismillah before this places. Then before eating and drinking, which we have mentioned, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating with six companions, a village dweller came there and he ate the remaining food in two bites, in two muscles, just took it up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, behold, if he had taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Bismillah, then the food would have been sufficient for every single person. Just by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On mounting a conveyance, rather than a written hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Shaitan resides on the back of every conveyance. Shaitan resides on the back of every conveyance, every car. When one of you sit on it, recite Bismillah. So the moment we sit in our cars, immediately recite Bismillah. Get in the habit of reciting Bismillah as soon as we enter our car. That is because Shaitan is sitting there. The moment we read Bismillah, then the effects of Shaitan goes away. Shaitan runs away from that place. And then the dua is long, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. The whole dua is there, but the bare minimum of this, Bismillah. And Hazrat mentioned a very amazing point, and this also mentioned myself. When Hazrat mentioned this point here, so I thought to myself, no, I become a Muslim. So this is something which I should try to get out of. So when we hear something which we already heard before, we shouldn't say, no, I know it already. It's nothing new. You must say, inshallah, give me tawfiq to make amal. So Hazrat mentioned it that day, and he says that, you know what, when you go on long journeys, we all do Bismillah. When you're going to short journeys, from our house to the shop, short distance, we're sitting and talking with someone, we don't do Bismillah. So I said to myself, no, alhamdulillah, I read Bismillah. So I left the masjid after that masjid, and I went and I sat in the car. I was sitting with Dr. Vahir, he said, I'll give you a lift home. So I sat in the car, I was talking to him, and then I reached home, I said, inna lillahi, I never read Bismillah. He said, because the effect of, when I sat in the masjid, and I said, no, I make amal on it. So Allah Ta'ala showed you that if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give tawfiq to a person, the person can't do anything at all. So we should always have this. And we should always say that, inshallah, Allah give me tawfiq. Don't say, I know it already. Because when you're showing, I know it already, it's a sign of arrogance and pride. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. And Allah Ta'ala can snatch the tawfiq away from the person. But if a person shows humility, Allah give me more tawfiq to do it. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing it. Allah increase me in this year. And Allah will give a person more tawfiq and ability. When intending to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you decide to bed, Bismillah, you are to jambi. Oh Allah, I am lying down on my side. I am lying down on my side. Similarly, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the morning, Bismika Allahumma ahya wa Bismika Allahumma amutu. This is one dua. The famous dua, we know Allahumma Bismika amutu wa ahya. Anyone, any dua we can do. But again, the name of Allah Ta'ala was taken when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Jabir radiallahu anhu says, when the darkness of night approaches, then keep your children in the house. Because the shayateen spread out at this time. That is before Maghrib time, don't allow your children to go out. Kill them in the houses. This is the time Shaitan goes out. In our area in Heidelberg, there was an old uncle. He actually had met Hadith Shaykh Rahim Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was very pious, old man. An Adiya, Chacha. So we used to go to him when we were young and ask him for advice, his duas. So he mentions, he told my father once, when we were young still, he said, make sure you never ever send your children out after Maghrib Salah. After Maghrib, they must be in the house with you. Never ever let them go out with any friends or anybody. They must stay in the house with you. Say, inshallah, your children will be safe from many, many evils. So this is one thing. As parents, we should try to always keep our children within our care, especially after Maghrib, because this is the time shayateen are out and they are causing all the fasad. Anyhow, the reason of our lesson says, the east is added, however, when a portion of the night passes, you can allow them to come out, because the shayateen, the effect of them has come over less at that time. Close the door and take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Read Bismillah and close your door. Because shaitan does not open locked doors. When Allah's name is taken on it, Shaitan won't enter the house. When the name of Allah is taken. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, close your water bottles and take the name of Allah. Cover your utensils and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have got nothing to cover it, sometimes we have fruits, we have these things outside, don't keep it open. Even if we have to place something over it, we place something over it. And according to some hadith, that during one night of the year, there is certain plague which comes down. And it affects, it goes to everywhere. Whatever food is left outside, open, this plague, this sickness comes into that food. Whoever eats from that food will get affected by it. That is why every night your person has made sure in his house everything is covered, and bismillah must be read over it, so the shaitan doesn't have any effect and influence over it. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, extinguish your lamps, because in the time in the past that lamp can fall down, and sometimes the shaitan also comes and he makes them fall, drop it down. So this was the time, in today's time there is no lamps, we've got lights in it, so that's not a problem, it can be left on. But the lamps, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged, we must put it off. So anyhow, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing everything, locking our doors, covering our utensils, all of these things, a person has to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was saying, that we are so weak in this year, everything, we're starting our car, we're reading bismillah, we're opening our garage, we're reading bismillah, we are pressing our remote, we have to bring this onto our lips, onto our tongue, onto our, to our heart. Every occasion, automatically, the name of Allah ta'ala must come out. The morning and evening dua also, we know, bismillah, illadhi la yadhiru ma'asmi, shayun fil awdhi wa la fis sama, wa samiul alim. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach them, whenever they were sick and they had pain, bismillah al-kabir, a'udhu billahi al-azim, min kulli arqin na'ar wa min sharri harrin na'ar. This is also one dua from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyhow, there are many other duas. So one more dua which from beneficial also. When a person removes his clothing, then he should read the dua, bismillah alladhi la ilaha illahu. Bismillah alladhi la ilaha illahu. When a person is removing his clothing, because shaitan otherwise looks at the person, sees a person. Similarly, when a person is entering the toilet, bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. The moment you read bismillah, a veil is placed between you and shaitan. So shaitan cannot see that person's private thoughts, he cannot affect that person. Otherwise, the person starts getting many, many wrong thoughts. As the Hakim Sadam wa Rakatum, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when a person comes out of the toilet, we say, ghufranak, Allah make me maaf. See, the reason, one reason can be when a person goes in the toilet, because he is exposing his private thoughts. So many times, wrong thoughts can come to a person's mind. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught as ghufranak, Allah make us maaf. And read bismillah before entering. So shaitan is a veil placed between you and shaitan. So shaitan cannot see a person's private thoughts. So there is so much of benefits in the most simplest things of deen. And this bismillah is so important. Allah Ta'ala started the Quran Sharif, bismillah. Our namaz reading bismillah. Every rakat a person reads bismillah. Before any surah is reading bismillah. So much of barakat in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give myself firstly and all of us the tawfiq through Hazrat's barakat. Firstly through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the barakat of Hazrat. That we can try to bring these simple things into our life. And these simple things will take a person very, very far. As Hazrat mentioned, recently, that now is his experience, that the simple, simple things which you take for granted, these are the most important things. Make your tilawah daily, read your du'as, your morning, evening du'as, these are very, very powerful. But we take it, it's too simple for us. So a person takes it for granted. Tilawah of Quran, I want something special. As I say, it's these simple, simple things which will solve a person's all his problems of dunya and akhirat also. The person has to bring this within his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the things. There's one, two announcements. One is that for the Islah Jalsa, inshallah, this Yawmul Ahad, this weekend is will be the monthly majlis on Yawmul on Dayla Pusab, Friday night in Homestead Park. It will be after Maghrib to Isha Salah. And then on Dayla Pusab, Saturday night here, inshallah, so from Maghrib to Isha. And on Yawmul Ahad, from 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll be having our Mashwara, our monthly Mashwara for the Islah Jalsa. So the last Mashwara for the Islah Jalsa. So I'm going to request for all the brothers to please bring the whatever work they have done in the areas. We sent out some emails this morning or yesterday, asking the brothers to please send whatever they've got in the box. And then also, if any brothers, if they can tell us by Sunday, if any areas want to sponsor some meals, or they want to give some money or whatever, to make it easy for us to know our finances. And then also, I'm going to request for all the brothers, this one student in Odessa, from Australia, he came last week and he took ill. He was not very well, he was in hospital and his liver gave up. So they had to take him for operation. And at the moment, they did a transplant. And the liver is not functioning properly. He hasn't come out of coma still. So he's in the presence of the Rasim also. He's in the Donald Gordon Hospital. And besides that, Ahmad request for dua is rather from today also. He said, please ask all the people to make dua for him. But Allah must make him healthy. Just that the body must take it with him. And also that he must come out of the coma also easy.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تذکرونی، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو گھر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں بس خبر نہ خلق میں کوئی نہیں دو بر کردار و مسیح، تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب بخشتی میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بستان میں آخر دل پہ زبانے میرے راہ. خوشمی آیدم تا ابد جانا چنیمی آیدم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے،
four things a person must do. For the past, Toba. Whenever a person makes things of a guna, make Toba. The present is either good condition, make shukr, alhamdulillah. The difficulty, person makes sabr, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And for the future, shaitan normally troubles the person, this will happen in the future, this will happen. So, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. So, these four du'as, simple du'as, he says. You see, a person in Islam will take this when he does it.
سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى المسلمين ربنا اكرمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا فارحمنا ونكون من الخاسرين رب تب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فانت خير من زكاها انت ولي مولاها اللهم زدنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي بلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اقرب الاشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بشوق الى لقائك واذا اقررت عينا على الدنيا من دنياهم فاقرر اعيننا من عبادتك اللهم اصلح وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي وفضل من امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وهل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفقه والقول والعمل والنية والهدى انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم انا نسالك من الخير كل عاجل واجل ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجل واجل ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعان من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا انك السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله